You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me is Alan Minskoff. He's a contributor to Audiophile Magazine, and he's my guest for the whole week, and we're going to find out what he's been listening to and what he thinks about it. Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Is there a theme this week?
This is an interesting week. I think we have three pieces of fiction and two nonfiction. So
okay.
An unusual week.
And where are we beginning?
We are beginning in New York City with The Blizzard Party by Jack Livings, read by Rebecca Lohman.
Ah, New York, New York. That big blizzard that happened in, what was it, 1978?
Correct. In 1978, in February, that whited out New York City. And of course, you know, I'm a great fan of Rebecca Lohman's. We talked about her last month, and I just think she has, especially for fiction, she has a voice that the listener is immersed in her. I think she could read the phone book and do it in a lovely, engaging way.
I just listened to, last week, I listened to her narration of Bad Habits by Amy Gentry. And yeah, she's great.
She's a talent. And this is a fascinating book. It's nonlinear. It follows a lot of strains from one female. That's why Rebecca Lohman's the narrator. Hazel Saltwater is the book's narrator and protagonist. And she's from a very unusual family. Her father is a novelist and her mother's an artist. And they're all sort of New York West Side kind of out of the box types. And to put it mildly. And they live in a building called the Appels, somewhere on the West Side, and it is itself a character in this fascinating and metaphor-drenched book.
So it's a bit like the famous apartment building, the Apthorpe, on the Upper West Side.
I think it is. It may even be, it has this whole history of the architect and the many owners and lots of characters. And of course, on the Blizzard Party, there's a murder, at least an alleged murder, that happens at this crazy party in the penthouse. The plot is, I said in my review, I think the plot is a kind of spider web. It's all connected, but you have to follow it.
So obviously, it's a party that takes place during this big blizzard, and that's sort of a pivotal moment in this book.
Yes, and of course, the narrator, Hazel, is very, very young. She's like 6 years old during the blizzard party, and we do follow her throughout her life. She loses her husband at 9/11, and he is a writer to watch. I think he won, a couple of awards for his first book of short stories.
Right. This is his first novel. It's gotten a lot. People are talking about it a lot, and he's compared to people like Tom Wolfe.
And you can see why. He is a real wordsmith, though, and he's fun to listen to.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit now? Where are we in the book for this excerpt?
Very early, and this is Hazel defining herself and the city's role. The city's also very important to this story.
Okay, this is The Blizzard Party by Jack Livings, and it's read by Rebecca Lohman.
In the years after my husband's disappearance, I froze up a little. I wouldn't say I've ossified. I don't leave the building much, though I'm not, strictly speaking, afraid of anything outside, not the way my father was. This is the same apartment where I grew up, which might be a signal that even before Vikram disappeared, I was a creature of habit. New York, so frantically public, is the world's best place to hide. If I so choose, I may live unseen. But that's not what twists my lemon. I want to be seen, to be observed, but without the knowledge that I am being observed.
It is such a New York City story, isn't it?
It really is. And the things that were there in the 70s, the coffee shops, the, you know, the characters who inhabited those places. There's a wonderful old lawyer character, and he has somebody taking care of him, and they eat at different tables. And you could see that in Manhattan in the 1970s, peculiar kind of relationships.
Yeah, for sure.
And the blizzard is a piece of it, too. I mean, this is an interesting setting. I mean, where stranger and stranger things happen, in part because of the weather is so particular and peculiar.
It's almost like a hurricane party in Florida and the crazy things that happen then.
It really is.
That is The Blizzard Party by Jack Livings, and it's read by Rebecca Lohman. Okay, so Alan, thank you, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
As do I. Thank you. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks, American educator, author, orator, and advisor to several presidents of the United States. Booker T. Washington is remembered today. Hear his 1908 Atlanta Exposition address in the Naxos audiobook production, Voices of Black America, now on Spotify. And let me remind you once more that Audiophile Magazine has another podcast called Audio Break, in which we present an entire audiobook. We do it by 3 chapters a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can listen throughout the week. You can just binge on the weekend, any way you want to do it. And we're doing this fabulous recording of David Copperfield. It's produced by Naxos Audiobooks, and it is performed by the fabulous Nicholas Bolton. So make sure you follow Audiobook Break wherever you get your podcast. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.